of a famous star. As morning dawns, Larry Noble sits at his wife's bedside in a New York hospital, hollow-eyed and worn out with worry, as he watches for any sign of waking. With him is Maud Marlowe, a close family friend, who's been quietly dozing in the armchair a few feet away. And as she awakes, we hear her say...
Oh, what time is it, Larry?
7:25.
She hasn't stirred?
No. She seems to have been sleeping quietly. Breathing is regular. Nurse says she's far better than she was.
I think she's been better since she realized you were here.
If only there was something I could do. If only it could have been my face instead of hers that Claudia Vincent threw the acid at.
Oh, it's no use talking like that, Larry. Just be glad it's over. And you're free of that murder charge and out of jail. That's what Mary wanted more than anything.
I know. That's what makes me feel even more like a heel. To think how I behaved toward her these last weeks. All the time she was fighting for me. To win my freedom.
Now, I have a feeling that everything will turn out all right.
How can you tell? With Mary's face all bandaged up like that. Even her hands covered.
Yeah, they got her here very quickly, Larry. There was an ambulance waiting downstairs at that apartment building right after Claudia threw the acid.
Claudia. Ooh. Very name gives me the creeps. Mary told me not to trust her. She said she was dangerous. But I wouldn't listen. Oh, no, not me. I thought Mary was jealous.
Well, I guess she was, Larry.
But she was right. And if she hadn't gone out to prove that Claudia murdered Oliver Wilson, nobody would ever have known. She'd have gone on the stand and lied her head off. Maybe I'd have won an acquittal. But more likely not.
Well, I wonder what they've done with Claudia.
Whatever it is, she's got it coming to her.
Hadn't you better get something to eat pretty soon, Larry, and try to rest?
No, Maud. I want to be right here if Mary should waken. I want her to know that I'm at her side.
Yes, but you don't know how long it'll be. And you ought to keep up your strength.
Oh, never mind about me. There's nothing the matter with me except a growing conviction that I've been a monumental fool. When I think how I ranted about Rupert Barlow, how I said I was going to sue for divorce the minute I got out of jail, if I did get out, makes me want to go into some dark corner and hide.
Now, it's all over now, and I really think you ought to come with me and get some coffee and something to eat.
No, Maud. I've no intention of leaving this bedside until Mary wakes up. Until she knows I haven't deserted her again.
Well, then I think I'll go fetch some coffee for you.
No, don't bother. But, Maud, why don't you go back to your hotel? You've sat up the whole night. You must be dog-tired. What's more, you have a show to do tonight. You'll need some rest.
Well, I'll go back in a little while. I want to see how she is when she wakes up, too.
This waiting. Not having any idea what to expect. That's the worst of it. I tell you, I never felt so useless in my whole life.
You needn't feel that way, Larry. I'm sure you helped Mary tremendously just by being here.
Wonder how long it'll be before they can take the bandages off.
Well, I don't know. You can't hurry those things.
No, I understand that, but I would like to know.
You'll have to be ready to accept whatever happens.
If only I could have been the one. If Mary's lovely face is scarred on my account...
Hush, Larry. She might wake up and hear you.
One thing I know. No matter what happens, she'll always be the most beautiful woman in all the world to me.
Well, that's what matters.
No, it isn't, Maud. That's the very least of it. What matters is that Mary is lying there bandaged and in pain on my account.
Now, you'll make yourself ill if you keep on like that. If you refuse to go with me, then I'll go by myself, and I'm going to send a tray back to you. I want you to eat something. I don't want to have to look after you, too.
You won't have to look after me. From now on, I'm going to take charge of things myself.
Very well, then. I won't be long. Mm. You'll ring for the nurse if there's any change.
Sure, of course.
Oh, good. Then I'll go on.
And later this same morning, in the master bedroom of his luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay, wealthy Rupert Barlow is sitting up in his huge canopied bed, waiting for his breakfast tray. Presently, the door opens, and his secretary, Julia Dixon, comes in.
Rupert, I've brought your tray up myself.
Oh, what for, Julia? Aren't there any servants about? Is this your idea of personal martyrdom, or what?
Of course not. I brought you the paper. Go on, read it.
Now what?
I'm going to put your tray down on this table while you look at the headlines. Or shall I read it to you?
Yes, please do. I'm still half asleep.
Crazed killer hurls acid in rival's face.
Huh?
Claudia Vincent tries to kill wife of famous Broadway actor by flinging acid in her face last night when she had been proved guilty of the murder of Oliver Wilson, killed backstage...
Give me that. Let me see that paper.
Well, I thought it might interest you. Here. Do you still think I'd dramatize everything, Rupert?
Cornered and proved guilty of the murder for which Larry Noble was about to go on trial, Claudia Vincent made one last attempt to be revenged by hurling acid in Mrs. Noble's face. This act was the final desperate attempt of the half-crazed Miss Vincent to mar the beauty of the woman who had brought about her arrest through her own clever investigation of evidence. It is understood that Mrs. Noble is in critical condition as the result of burns in a New York hospital.
Well, what do you think of that?
I can't believe it. Mary Noble burned by acid. It's horrible.
Of course it is. I can't imagine how she ever managed to find the evidence to implicate Claudia.
I wonder if her husband appreciates what she's done for him.
Well, I should think so, Rupert. She saved his life.
Yes, and more than likely ruined her own in the bargain. It's a rotten shame.
No, there's more to the story. It tells how Mary found a pair of gloves Claudia had worn the night of the murder, and how she took them to the police for examination in the criminal laboratory, and they found particles of hemp matching the rope used to kill Oliver Wilson.
I can't believe it, Julia. Why did Mary Noble have to get mixed up with a person like Claudia? Why couldn't she just keep out of it?
I think perhaps she loves her husband, Rupert. Much as I hate to say so, after all the trouble you've taken to interest her in you.
Oh, there you go, Julia. Even now, with Mary lying in the hospital with heaven knows what injuries, you bring up that old jealous tirade.
Not at all. I was just stating a rather obvious fact. Perhaps as your housekeeper and secretary, I shouldn't allow myself the liberty of speaking up.
Well, you always have, my dear Julia, in the 10 years you've been here.
Yes, and a lot of good it's done me. I'm no better off than the first day I came.
I suppose you'd like me to suggest we marry at once, today, in face of all this horror about Mary. That would make a nice news story, wouldn't it?
I had no such suggestion in mind. I only thought you'd be interested in reading the news, and now that I've brought it to you, I'll go back downstairs and get to work. If there's anything else you want, you only have to ring for it.
Mary. Mary Noble. I wonder how badly scarred she will be. If only she'd listened to me instead of going on working to free that husband of hers. Wonder what I should do now. Shall I send flowers? Write a message? Or just wait until I find out how serious the injury is?
And a short time later, back at the hospital, Larry is still at his wife's bedside. And suddenly she stirs.
What is it, sweetheart? Shall I call the nurse? Are you in pain?
Larry?
Yes, darling.
You're here.
Oh, of course.
Then it wasn't a dream.
No, dear. Been here since last night.
Have I been asleep?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see. I feel smothered.
Yes, dear. It's the bandages. You mustn't touch them.
Bandages? It's all so mixed up.
Oh, now you try to rest, Mary.
Oh, now I remember. It was Claudia. I found out she killed him. Larry, I proved it wasn't you.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm able to be here by your bedside. But you shouldn't have risked your own life. I'd give anything if you hadn't done it.
Will I be very ugly when this is over?
Oh, of course not, darling.
I don't want to be ugly. For your sake.
Don't say such things, Mary. You couldn't possibly be anything but beautiful to me. And you're going to be all right, sweetheart. Our life together is... it's just beginning, I promise you that. Now, you be brave and try to be patient until this is over.
I will, Larry.
If you knew how I hate myself for bringing you into this trouble...
Oh, it isn't your fault. I'm glad I proved that it wasn't you who killed Oliver Wilson.
I swear I'll make it up to you somehow, Mary. I swear it on my word of honor.
Larry reaches out and then pulls his hand back as he realizes he cannot take his wife's hand in his. But Mary seems calmer and almost at peace. Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.